you for the Spirit and Truth broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748. And here's your evangelist, Brother David.
Hello, friends. This is Brother David, and I'm broadcasting live from the state of Florida in the city of Cocoa Beach. And I'd like to say that this is the day the Lord has made, and we should be rejoicing and be glad in it. Now, today, before we begin, finish up the teaching from this morning, I'd like to again request prayer of the people that are listening out there today. I got word last night that my pastor had been in the hospital, and as far as I know, he's out now. But still, I'd like to ask the people to pray that the Lord would continue to heal him and to finish the work in his body so that he can have the strength to go on and to minister unto the congregation and unto the people out in the world to lead them to the Lord. Father, dear Lord, I thank you for this day, for all the good blessings that you've given us. And Father, I pray this day, dear Lord, that you would heal my pastor, Father, Pastor Arthur York, Father, that you would come in, and Father, you would mend up the insides of his body, Father. Dear Lord, I pray that you would finish the work in his body, dear Lord, and I pray that you would give him a quick recovery, Father. Dear Lord, that he can continue the work that, dear Lord, you've set him out to do, Father, that he can be a light shining in Rome County, Father, dear Lord, unto the lost. Father, dear Lord, that he can steer those that have come off the straight path, Father, dear Lord, that he can steer them back on the right path, Father. Dear Lord, I pray that you'd give him strength, Father, and dear Lord, that you'd let all the pain pass away from him, Father, this day, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. And the people said, amen. Now, this morning I was teaching on 1 Samuel, how the children of Israel had turned away from God. And when they went out to battle, and when they went out to fight against the Philistines, how they lost the first battle. And so they figured, well, it's time to bring out the reinforcements. So they went to Shiloh, which was the place where the tabernacle of God had been set up in the Promised Land, and they got the Ark of the Covenant out, and they brought it into battle with them, thinking that the Ark of the Covenant was going to help them out a little bit. And without paying, without asking God anything, without doing anything to get God into the camp, to get God on their side, they went into battle and lost the battle, and the Philistines killed 30,000 of their soldiers and took the Ark of the Covenant with them, and took the Ark of the Covenant and put it into the pagan temples in the Philistine homeland. Now, friend, what I was stressing this morning is that if we're going to do something in our lives, we need to first get right with God. We need to get our lives in line with the Word of God, get our bodies and our wills in line with the will of God. And once we have God on our side, then we need to pray for everything that we do, to ask God and make sure it is the will of God in our lives before we go out and do the things that God has asked us to do or that we think is right. We need to make sure that that is the will of God before we go on in our lives. Now, today we're going to be reading, and we're actually going to be looking back ahead of that time, back a few hundred years before that, at really what the cause of that separation from God was. Israel was God's chosen people. God chose them even while they were in bondage in Egypt. Even before that time, he made a covenant with Abraham. And he said, you shall be the father of many nations. And that's the reason Abram was renamed Abraham, because Abraham means the father of many nations. And God said that his seed would be as the stars of heaven or as the sand on the seashore. And he said that he would make of him a great nation, and that people would be his people, and he would be their God. And as I said this morning in John 4:23, God sought people throughout history that would serve him and that would worship him in spirit and truth. And he's still looking for people today that will worship him in spirit and truth, that they won't follow after some weird doctrine, that they won't go out and they won't try and make up their own religion or make up their own way of doing things, but that they'll take the word of God and worship God the way he wants them to, that they'll be obedient to God the way he wants them to, and those people will do the things according to the word of God. Now, we're going to begin reading in Judges chapter 2, and we're going to start reading at verse 7. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all those days of the elders that outlived Joshua, and who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. Here the Bible says that the people that were around, that lived during the time of Joshua and during the time of the elders that were around Joshua, they saw the great miracles that God did. They saw these wonders that God performed in bringing the children of Israel out of Egypt and throwing the plagues on Egypt, bringing them across the Red Sea, bringing them through the wilderness and across the River Jordan. And they saw all the miracles, such as the parting of the Red Sea and all the manna that fell from heaven, that they saw. And they had no reason to doubt God and what God could do in their lives, because they saw it. They lived it, and they knew that God could do things in their life. And the people that lived during Joshua's life, they served the Lord. But in verse 8, Joshua the son of Nun, being the servant of the Lord, died at 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill Gaash, that's in the Promised Land. And also, all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. That means they died also. All the people that lived during the time of Joshua died after Joshua did. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor the works which he had done for Israel. After Joshua died, and all those people that saw the great miracles that God did for Joshua and for the people during Joshua's life, they were all gone. And now the Bible says that another generation has risen up that did not see the great works of God, that they did not see as often the great miracles that God did. And it says that they became an unbelieving generation. They did not know the Lord, verse 10. They did not know the Lord, nor the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Baalim. They served a false god, the Bible says. And verse 12, they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. Friend, that's kind of the way it's happened today. Because I don't know about you, but in the lives of a lot of people, a lot of Christians, outside of their own salvation, outside of that experience they once had at the altar, they haven't seen a lot of the great miracles that God did or that God is still able to do. They're not exposed to it as much as the people in this time of history were. And it's just like this new generation that the Bible speaks of in Judges chapter 2. The world today has come to a point where they haven't seen the works of God in a long time. And they're questioning whether God even exists. And they're going out and serving other gods, and they're going out and bowing themselves down to them. Now, you might not say, well, I haven't seen any idols around here, any statues of any gods. But friend, there are certain gods today. We hear on the news every day about drugs, how they've infested this entire nation. And we hear about how people are killing each other over certain small fortunes of money. And those things, those drugs, the money, all these things that we see in our lives today have become the idols that we have set up in our lives. And they have become the idols of this world. But we're no longer, the people are no longer settling for a stone statue and bowing themselves down for it. But friend, the idols of this day are the money and the drugs, alcohol, and all the other quote-unquote evils that have entered up on the scene these days. But friend, we've come to a point just like this new generation in Joshua had seen. They began to turn away from God. And friend, that's exactly the state of the church today, and the state of the nation, the state of the world today, is the people are beginning to turn away from God. Jesus said, before I can come again, there must be a falling away first, before the Son of Man can come. He said, he prophesied it. He said it must happen. And friend, we're in that stage now. We're closer than we've ever been to seeing the Lord Jesus Christ come back in glory and coming back to this world. And the message that's going forth today, the message that's coming across this phone 700 miles to the state of Tennessee, the message that's going forth in Rome County is we need to get right with God. We need to get our lives in line with the Word of God. We might look at ourselves and think that we're hot stuff, but in the eyes of God, our righteousness is filthy rags. We have no righteousness in ourselves, and the only hope that we have to become good in the eyes of God is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let's continue reading in Judges chapter 2, and we'll start reading in verse 13, and I want you to see why it's important that we need to get right with God. Verse 13, they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth, some of the gods of their day. In verse 14, the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hand of their enemies round about, so that they could not live any longer, so they could not stand any longer before their enemies. And whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had said, as the Lord had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Friend, this is not a day and time when we need to get away from God because there's so many evil things out there to get us. Friend, we need the power of the Lord God in our lives. We don't need to get distressed and scared as the children of Israel did. In verse 16, the Lord said, nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that had spoiled them. God still sent people in to help them out, but friend, they still would not serve the Lord God. And verse 17, and yet they would not, that's exactly what I said, and yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods, and bowed themselves unto them, and turned wickedly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of the Lord. They did not so. And when the Lord raised them up judges, then the Lord was the judge, and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge, for it repented the Lord, because their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. God was sorry of the state they were in, and God sent them help. He sent them judges. He sent them heroes, is what we might call them today, to deliver them, to help them when they were in trouble. But in verse 19, this tells the tale. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. Friend, that is the state of this country, at least today. Friend, the evil in the children today is more than it ever has been before. 50 years ago cannot compare with the evil that goes on today, because just as the Bible says here, the next generation is worse than it was before, than the last generation. As every generation that goes by, it seems that the evil increases and gets worse and worse. And we're approaching a point, just as the children of Israel did in 1 Samuel chapter 4, it's reaching a point when God is going to say, I'm not going to be with you anymore. It's going to come to that point in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. There is a breaking point, friend, and that's something that we need to watch out for today. And friend, the word of God that comes forth today, it says one thing, James chapter 4 verse 8, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. But we have to do something first. Cleanse your hands. James chapter 8, James chapter 4, verse 8, goes on to say, cleanse your hands, O ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Friend, if we're going to walk with God, it starts with inside us. We need to get our lives right with God. We need to get our hearts right with God. We don't need to straddle the fence. We don't need to be a Sunday saint and an everyday devil. We've got to live for God or live for the devil, one or the other. That's what this whole tribulation period that's coming upon us, it's going to be to separate us from it's going to be able to separate us from that fence straddling, because we're either going to have to accept the Lord God fully and perhaps even die for our convictions and for our faith in God, or we're going to turn up completely away. That, my friend, there is no middle of the road anymore. You've got to either serve God or we're going to have to serve the devil, one or the other. And as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. friend, it's about time for me to go, so I need to make a few announcements before I do. Now, you're invited to come to the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman, where Arthur York Jr. is the pastor. Regular services are Wednesday at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 11 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Now, be sure and listen to the broadcast next week. There'll be a morning broadcast at 11:15, and, of course, the evening broadcast at 6. And as I remind you each and every week, friends, keep in mind John chapter 4 and verse 24, which says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
This has been the Spirit and Truth Broadcast, sponsored by the Free Pentecostal Church of Harriman. Address all correspondence to Brother David Spakes, 1050 Rome Street, Harriman, Tennessee, 37748.